Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Mentioned I was out watching Minneapolis Henry and Minneapolis South today. Fun game to watch, except there were way too many penalties. You can't call a penalty on every play. You just can't, guys. And everybody's trying hard, but it's, you know, first game and all that stuff. Jamal Jackson was out there. He's the basketball coach of Minneapolis Henry, but he's also part of this outreach program called Minneapolis Us. Get it? Minneapolis Us, as in us. And they were out there with their orange T-shirts. And at first, I thought they were there just to make sure that nothing happened, so to speak, that violence was a part of it. But it's bigger than that. Jamal, thank you for joining us.
Yeah, no problem. I appreciate it.
Who won the game?
South ended up winning, I believe, 28-8.
Oh, so they had a pretty good team. There were a lot of penalties in that one, though.
Yeah, there was a lot of penalties, but they were able to take advantage of all those penalties.
Now, explain, Jamal, how this group that you work with has come together and what its purpose and distinction is in the city of Minneapolis.
Right. So I am a consultant for the city of Minneapolis, and for the last maybe 6 or 7 months, we've been convening and having conversations about how we can be better engaging the youth in the community on the streets, especially during the time of COVID right now with no school. And so after the unfortunate death of George Floyd, City Council approached and asked if we could come up with some ideas to get the guys out there, and this is what came of that. So the initiative Minneapolis, Minneapolis just basically is, it takes us all of us to fix the problem that's happening right now with the gun violence and the increased violence within our communities.
And it's about, yes, you want to be there if something, whatever, God forbid, happened, but it's bigger than that because you want the kids to know.
Right, 100%. So this is about engagement, about building relationships, and then offering resources. So meeting the kids where they are, engaging them, building some authentic relationships, but then offering those resources based off of what they say they need, not necessarily what we think they need.
Yeah, and that's interesting because it's these kids are at a confusing time right now. They've seen the riots. They've seen what happened earlier this summer. They want to know what their role is. You want to make sure they don't go down the wrong road. What have you observed over the last 3 months?
Basically what you just said.
Yeah.
A lot of confused youth, a lot of built up tension and frustration, right? Parents are used to kids being outside the house during certain times, and so they get a break. Kids are used to getting a reprieve from their parents by going to school, hanging out with sports and activities, and all that's just come to a halt. So there's a lot of tension going around. There's not a lot of financial stability going around, and so everybody's just in a heightened state of stress.
And distance learning does what to do that? Does it aggravate the stress? What does it do?
I'm sorry, ask that question one more time.
The distance learning, what does that do in terms of what concerns you the most about that?
To it, yeah. Kids are used to seeing familiar faces on a consistent basis with their teachers, right? Some kids in our community use school for meals. And so the lack of that, friend group, peer groups, and just learning in general, right? It's not happening at the same rate with distance learning. There's a lot of technical difficulties with so many kids on Wi-Fi. And so, yeah, it's definitely adding to the stress. And we do have to do a better job as community of not just building with these kids, but making sure that they understand that this is only a period in time, and this will pass, and we'll get back to some sense of normalcy. We just got to get through it together.
Yeah, and we can, but, you know, one of the great things about this, about them allowing sports to be played across the board in fall, is to see the kids come together because they don't get to see each other all day in class. And you can just see that positive energy now. You know, they're just happy. They're just happy, even win or lose or whatever. They're just happy to be with each other, aren't they?
Right, and we were talking about that after the game, right, as Henry's coming across the field, and they lost, and a few of the kids even said that, but at least we're playing.
Yeah.
Right? At least we're doing something. At least we're active, right? This is just one game. We got a bunch more to go, but we're having fun, and that's the biggest piece.
Now you are the basketball coach I mentioned as well. What do you worry about with your kids? How do you try to keep tabs on them? How do you want to make sure that extension, the family of Minneapolis Patrick Henry basketball is doing the right thing and the needs are being met?
Right. So just staying engaged, staying present, making phone calls. We do Zoom meets with our players, checking in with them on their grades. Just being visible, me being out here with this Minneapolis work, I get to see them, nine times out of ten within the community on a daily basis. And just making sure their spirits are high, making sure that they understand, again, this is just a moment. We're going to get back to some normalcy. And knowing that we're going to have a season is giving us all motivation to move forward. And, we're counting down the days, the minutes, the hours.
Last question, Jamal. Do you worry about the streets claiming kids, and are they more vulnerable now than during normal times? And if so, or if not, why?
Yes, they're definitely more vulnerable now because there's a lack of activities going on. So you have kids in areas that wouldn't normally be there, right? Kids in situations that they normally wouldn't find themselves in, arguments that are happening. You add, again, that what we talked about, the tenseness in some of these communities and some of these areas. And there's no outlet, right? We use basketball, even myself. I still play basketball to this day. And it's a way for me to get rid of some of that stress and that aggression and that anger, that built upness. And so kids not being able to do that leads to some of these situations escalating to bigger problems than they have to be. So I'm definitely worried about that on a daily basis, which is why I'm out here and making sure that I'm engaged with my youth every day.
Is it real easy for them to join a gang if they want?
Very easy. We're kind of past a gang scenario within our cities. It's more clique-based.
Really?
And it quickly transforms from, an argument on Facebook to fist fights to gun violence at this point because there isn't enough movement going on with the adults to interact with the kids at this point.
Mm. So it's not even, it's not this gang against that gang. It's just once somebody pops off, all bets are off, huh?
Yeah, to some degree. I mean, we're used to us older people are used to the word gang. Now it's less gang because it's not as organized, right? It's more clique based, which means there isn't any true leaders. There isn't any organizational structure to it, if you will. So it is kind of chaotic and just at will.
Hmm. Well, Jamal, I appreciate the great job that you're doing with it and that alliance that you have. That's a good sized group.
Yeah, man, we're big out here. There's another group just as big as us on the south side. So we're trying to be visible. We're trying to show the kids that we're out here, that we love them, that we care for them, and there's options.
There's options, Jamal. Thank you so much. Keep up the great work.
No problem, man. Thank you. I appreciate you.
You bet. You too, Jamal Jackson, head basketball coach of Minneapolis Henry. But in this case,
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.